He's watching you. God is watching you. His eyes will search throughout this world for one committed heart.
May all who come behind me find me faithful. May the fire of my devotion light their way. May the footprints that I leave lead them to believe, and the life I live inspire them to obey.
Before your very eyes, His wonders to perform.
Welcome to The Journey with Annie Meadows. Honest, thought-provoking, The Journey is a half-hour program airing every week. Listen as Annie shares from her heart and life experiences with the belief that you can be free, you can be better, and you can take courage. For questions, comments, or prayer needs, you may contact us here at Faith Runner Incorporated by calling us at 702-277-1911. Or visit our websites, faithrunner.org, where you will discover more of Annie's testimony, her music, and updates on prophecy. Or go to anniemeadows.com to join the adventure and discover Annie Meadows, the author. Let's join Annie as she brings her message to you today.
Welcome to The Journey, and thank you again, Pastor Mike. Even as we speak, Pastor Mike Welty, who is also my illustrator for my children's books. He's a wonderful artist, this pastor. He's in the process of bringing the characters to color in the children's series of books, the 7 books. And we are in great anticipation as we put the finishing touches on the big volume. Those of you who purchased or have even heard of the 7 series children's books that I produced, we are taking those with an 8th bonus story and a 9th story that is the reprise of everything, and that will be in a big volume, all brought to color. It's going to be beautiful, and I really, really am excited about it. You know what? What we learn from just living, right? We strive to feel compassion for those around us. We strive to really understand pain, hurt, and even grief, even joy and happiness. But unless we walk in the shoes, unless we experience the joys and the horrors of life, we never really know or understand. The title of our program today is Transformation in the Fire. Quote, missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Let me say that again. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Philip James Elliot, born October 8th, 1927, and died January 8th of 1956. He was an evangelical Christian. He was one of 5 missionaries killed while participating in Operation UAUCA, UCA. It was an attempt to evangelize the Guarani people of Ecuador. Just recently, in one of my many devotionals, I read a beautiful story, and I want to share it with you today. This lady writes how she was on a rainy afternoon drive with her husband. long a winding road. She said that she was going through a maze of mountains, but suddenly the rain came down so hard, but then suddenly stopped. The sky cleared and the world was bathed in sunshine. I've known those kind of days. She said before them was a huge rainbow that spanned the sky, seeming to come down just around the bend ahead of them. Well, she said to her husband with a smile, "Let's follow the rainbow. Let's find the treasure at the end of it." Well, the husband agreed. So off they went. The rainbow, so close, appeared to be right around the bend, but it was not. At last, they rounded one more sharp curve, and there it was. Unbelievably and illogically, the rainbow, now though paler in color, it lay directly in their path, coming to an end on the road directly before them. With an incredible sense of awe, they slowly drove through it as tiny sparkles of color enveloped them. Can you imagine that? They said to themselves, "We're the treasure at the end of the rainbow." Well, our God loves us unconditionally. We are the treasure at the end of the rainbow. We are made to pass through horrific trials in this life. And we may ask, does God love me? When we think about rainbows and being God's treasure and God's promises. Honestly, yes, honestly, I've asked this. I ask that each time I pass through a difficult time, and I even asked it in the past 9 months of this suffering with my husband, Peter. But I know that God made a promise, and I know that Jesus Christ died for me, and I have to know that God has shed tears as he has allowed all that we personally have suffered. He has allowed it for our ultimate good, as hard as that is to say, and for his glory. When this all began, I don't even know how to describe the horror, the hurt, the fear, the wondering what could possibly happen. It was early on that Peter and I were home after he got out of the hospital that first time, and we watched a Christian movie. I can't remember the name of it. I think I personally forgot the name of the movie, because I never want to see the movie again. It was a great Christian movie, mind you. But as we were watching this movie, there came a scene that was so familiar, it was frightening. We sit there on the couch watching this movie as a husband and wife. In this movie, the wife was the one in the hospital bed. We're in the room, and the doctor came in to deliver the news, very similar to ours. It was almost like watching our story again, where the doctor walks in the room and says, "You have this terminal disease, and this is all the time you have to live." When that scene on the movie came on the screen, and Peter and I were sitting there on the couch, I had an anxiety attack like I have never had in my life before or since. I couldn't breathe. I started screaming. I went into almost spasms, if you will, almost like a just shaking all over. Peter had to grab me and literally hold me down. It was horrible, because that's what this can do to a person. Well, we spend a lot of time now at St. Rose Hospital, back and forth every week for blood lab test, cross-matching for the blood transfusions that he gets now every Sunday. And through this, God has begun to work something so interesting to me, for lack of a better word. Interesting is the only word I can think of right now. But it used to be where it was almost like we were kicking against the goads, if you will, being maybe in a bad mood, thinking how horrible it is to have to keep going to this hospital and doing this over and over again. But now we walk in and we know everybody and they love us and we love them, and it's just hard to explain. I go into the room and they've got my little bed ready with a warm blanket and pillows, and they know exactly how many pillows Peter likes to put under his legs and his head. They know exactly to have his little booties there for him to put on his feet. And it's just, it's incredible how it's like going to a second home with a second family. We've come to know and love them, these people that keep my husband alive. And that's what it is. You begin to kind of fit into the groove of wherever God has you. The trial, the pain, whatever it is that he's taking you through, you kind of start to fit in. And then there's this sense of joy that you can't explain to anyone. It's as though God is holding you. Yeah, I want to read to you from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. Then God said to Noah and to his two sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I love that. Even our little pets, my friends. He says, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. Isn't it interesting that rainbows always follow rain? Rainbows always follow water. Chapter 9, verse 12. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. That's you and me, my friends. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it. See, God sees it. And remember the everlasting covenant between God and all the living creatures of every kind on the earth. I love how he keeps repeating about the creatures. I'm such an animal lover, and I believe God is too. I believe that God loves the animals that he created. He loves us, and he loves them. Verse 17, so God said to Noah, here he goes one more time, this is the sign of the covenant I've established between me and all life on the earth. God's sign of promise has been so distorted by this world. I know that has not a lot to do with the subject I'm talking about today, but I just have to say it. There have even been times where I've wanted to put a rainbow on something and I felt almost guilty for doing so or embarrassed for doing so, because this symbol has been taken out of context by the world. But today, I claim God's promise. I claim God's promise that he will bring healing to my husband. God has promised to get us through this. He has promised to get me through this. I thank my Lord for friends like you. I'm really hoping that a lot of my Facebook listeners are listening to, I shouldn't say listeners, a lot of people on Facebook listen to The Journey, but I'm really hoping that a lot of those that I am on Facebook with, put it that way, are listening to this program today. I went on Facebook and I actually asked you to listen, because it gives me a chance with my voice, not just writing a post, to thank you. You have been incredible. A lot of people don't like Facebook, or they judge it, but I'm telling you one thing. You, my Facebook friends all over this nation and all over this world, have been in mine and Peter's corner from the moment that this began. Going on 10 months now, my husband was given 2 to 4 months to live, December 26th of 2017. It's going on 10 months. And I honestly will say, God has used you all in that 10 months to pray, to encourage, to hold us up, to bless us. Many of you have sent donations to help us. We will never forget it, my friends. And Psalm 116, verse 2, is for you. It says this, because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Let me say that again. Psalm 116 and verse 2. Because he, meaning God, bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. So I would ask you to keep praying for my beloved Peter. He is the love of my life. Personally, caring for him has been a journey in itself. I sat with my friend Deb having tea a couple mornings ago, and we shared about this, how difficult it is, especially at the beginning. We are human, my friends, and when your life gets turned upside down suddenly, especially within your family or your marriage, it can cause a lot of frustration. You know, caring for Peter's every need suddenly like that. Yes, I got very frustrated at times. I felt it was very unfair at times. I felt very bothered sometimes that my life was so disrupted. I felt that my life was being destroyed. But as time has gone on and I have subjected myself to God's will, and I have put my love for Peter into action, it has become more and more a joy to care for him and to take care of his every need, which I do. Some of you don't know he has a PICC line, and that has to be maintained daily. So every day I have to flush out both of his PICC lines. And that's a little bit of a ordeal, not too bad, but I do that. There have been times when I've had to administer through IV, antibiotics, which we don't like. And then another time for 3 weeks where I had to do it through injection into his PICC line. And it just encompasses your life. You can never really go anywhere or do anything. And because my husband has no immune system, that causes us to be isolated and just to be alone, because he has to wear a mask if he happens to go out. But it causes a lot of withdrawing from public and from relationships with other people. And that's been difficult for us, especially for me, because I'm very much a people person. I'm used to being on the road. I'm used to ministering to people, being with people, speaking in conferences and concerts, and staying in people's homes and having fellowship there. And so everything has been turned upside down for us. But it is through so much of this that we have come to see that God is very, very faithful to us. And that he changes us through that. And it's amazing to me how much he changes us. I love this quote by, it's that it only has one name. It's Tertullian. T-E-R-T-U-L-L-I-A-N, Tertullian. And he states this, how beautiful the marriage of two Christians, two who are one in hope, one in desire, one in the way of life they follow. Let me say it again. Sometimes it goes right past you. How beautiful the marriage of two Christians, two who are one in hope, one in desire, one in the way of the life they follow. And I would ask that you would please pray for me as well. I need your prayers. I need to be encouraged in this journey that I'm on right now. As my friend Farron always says, this season of life that I'm living through. I have been told that this too shall pass, but there's a part of me that wants it to not just pass, but it wants it to come out the way that I desire for it to. But like the quote from Tertullian, one in desire, one in the way of life they follow. Peter and I both have the same desire, and that is to minister, that he would live and we would minister together, that we would be able to enjoy a ministry as a marriage. So pray for me. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And I thank you for praying for my soul when it's downcast. Those anxiety times that I go through still because I'm human. But I have put my hope in God, and I will praise my Savior. Job 23, verses 10 through 11. And I would like this to be what I would say of my God as well. Job 23, 10 through 11. But he knows the way that I take, meaning God. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. And that is a prayer you can pray for me, that I will make it through this and come forth as gold, and that Peter will be healed and make it through this and come forth as gold. Then verse 11, my feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. That's another prayer request, that we would keep to his way without turning aside. Psalm 30 and verse 5 I know so well because I wrote a song around that. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God bless you. Again, I thank you. I hope you'll join me next week here on the journey as I bring another message that I feel that God has laid on my heart. Bye-bye.
We hope Annie has given you something to think about today and the encouragement you need to continue on your journey. It is Annie's desire that you are spurred on to good works and that you strive for a higher calling. Your donations are greatly needed to keep this program on the air. You can give via PayPal at our secure website or by checks written to ECM. All donations go directly to the radio stations that air The Journey and are tax deductible. Again, our phone number is 702-277-1911. That's 702-277-1911. Join Annie again next week on The Journey, and may God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.